Okay, so we are on Nun Tes Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows. We talked all about responsibility of a woman to Maisi, Adea, Mosar, etc. We didn't explain what any of that means. So this is related at least. So the Mishnah says the following. Ve'elu malacho sha'isha osa labayla. So this is the following. Malachos that things a woman is expected to do on behalf of her husband. So tochenes, she's supposed to grind the flour, ve'ofen, bake, u'mechabeses, so and clean clothing, do laundry, u'mevashelas, and cook, u'menikas b'nah, nurture children, matzas lohamita, to set the tables and beds, etc. Va'osa b'tzemer, and to weave. Hichnisa lo shivcha achas lo tochenes v'lo ofev lo mechabeses. So if the husband hires a maidservant, so then she doesn't have to do the grinding, and she doesn't have to do the baking, and she doesn't have to do the laundry. Shtayim, if he hires two people, so then she doesn't have to cook, and she doesn't have to nurse her child. Shalosh ein matzas la'amita ve'nosa b'tzemer. If she has three servants, so then she doesn't have to, make the beds and weave. Arba yosheves be'katadra. And if she has four servants, then she can just sit in her easy chair and relax. Rabbi Eliezer Omer afilu hechnisa lo meya shvachos kofalatos b'tzemer shabatola mevila dezima. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not true. Even if she has 100 shvachos, we still force her to do certain work. In this case, he says to do the weaving of the wool, etc. Why? Because a person who sits around and does nothing, so they end up getting involved in all kinds of inappropriate behavior. Even a person takes a neder that his wife can't do malacha for him. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. He says she's removed from the marriage. It's not right that he does that. Why? Because of someone who has nothing to do, so eventually it becomes mentally and emotionally. Rashi shigaon makes them go crazy. That not doing anything isn't good for somebody. So it's just fascinating because, especially Rabbi Eliezer, like it's a halachic argument here. His halachic argument is that she has to do something because batal leads to zima, and Rishim Eliel also even someone who says that his wife doesn't have to do anything for him, that's cruelty, right? Because someone who has nothing to accomplish and nothing to do, so that's very dangerous for them.
Kind of sounds like you're saying the same thing, right?
It's very similar, but one is that one is that she has to do something. Rishim Eliel is almost more extreme, that like you have to divorce her if you it's also different. It says madir is ishta, even person who takes a net that his wife can't do work for him. It's like cruelty to do that, right? So Rashi is ofe as pas, right? Baking bread. Shtayim inim vashalas. The Gemara is going to ask the question, right? Why do you need multiple shvachos for this? Why does it take one does this, two does that, three does that, etc. What's Yosheves beKatadra? Says Rashi, Lo Titrach b'Shvilo Leilich b'Shlichus LaAvilo Chayves MiBeis of Bayis LaAliyah. She doesn't have to go. She has an easy chair. Meaning, she doesn't even have to go get things from the attic. She doesn't do anything at all. But like we said, that can also be a problem if it's too much, because doing nothing is maybe the Shiyamum. Rashi says she gone. So the Gemara says as follows: Tochenes Sakal Etachol. You think she's going to grind, the flour herself, right? That's a like a Rashi says, Tochen Sakat Etach, Hamayin Megagalin Ha'ofen V'Tochen. Grinding is not something a person does themselves. So you have water that through the power of water causes the grinding machine to work, or you use an animal, whatever. But like a person doesn't grind themselves. So what do you mean? So Ela Ema Matchenes. No, Matchenes meaning she makes the machine work. Rashi says, Mechina Tzorchei Techina. No Santo Barbara Cheses V'Koletes Hakemach. No, she runs the machine, right? She runs the machine. Doesn't mean that she actually does the grinding herself. V'Mais Ema brichaya dida the other, right? No, the other pshat, no, she actually uses a grinder that she uses with her hands. Right? She says the other brichayim shalyad, right? So, or maybe she does it herself, but she, you know, it's a smaller scale. So masnisin, and so it says gemara masnisin to look Rabbi Chiya. But nevertheless, the Mishnah sounds like it's not like the opinion of Rabbi Chiya. Why? The Tani Rabbi Chiya said Rabbi Chiya, ain isha el yofi, ain isha el labanim. Because Rabbi Chiya said a woman is for, you know, we want to preserve her beauty and preserve her ability to have children, meaning a woman's job is not to work so hard and be difficult on her, etc. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, ain isha el tachshita isha. And Rabbi Chiya said also, a woman should be, her job is to look nice and allow her husband to buy her nice things, etc. Betani Rabbi Chiya harotze shi ya'adin ishto yabishena klei pishto. Any person who wants his wife to look nice, so he should buy her linen clothing. Harotze shi ya'abin esbito yachilena afrochim vishkena chalav samach lepirka. So what if he wants his daughter to have nice white skin? So he should make sure to feed her, you know, baby chickens and have her drink milk as she's getting older. But the point being that Rabbi Chiya clearly thinks that it's not, it isn't appropriate to have your wife and your daughter work so hard. They should be, you know, preserved in a certain sense to look nice and feel good, etc. It's not something to have them work so hard. So this mission seems to be against the opinion of Rabbi Chiya. Rashi points out, should buy her, you know, jewelry. She look nice. She aden as zivar. It means you want her to help her skin look nice, right? Fine. So next thing, the Gemara says, umenikes bina. So her other responsibility is to nurse her children or her son. Leima masnisin de loker b'shamay. Sounds like our Mishnah is against. Sorry, just point out one thing I think is interesting, is that if you look at Tosfos, the second from the bottom Tosfos, says, Tani Rabbi Chiya ain isha el yofi, right, that person's wife just look nice. So, lo palig ela atochenes, ve'ofe omenikes bina, right, v'kshayotze behen, shemachishos yofieha. Right, what are the things that he's bothered by? So, Rabbi Chiya is bothered by the things that are more rigorous, more difficult work, right? So running the mill, right, or baking, etc. He says even here nursing, the things that impact the way she looks, it impacts her because it's, you know, hard work. Right, but he's still going to agree that she still works with the wool because that's something that's I guess not as rigorous, and also she has to do something. Right, she's expected to do some type of ma'aseh yadeh, ma'aseh yadeh, as we mentioned before. So he's not arguing on that piece. Fine, which also makes sense because the mission itself says that doing nothing, right, is not okay. So he clearly doesn't mean do nothing. It just means she doesn't have to work at these more rigorous responsibilities. Fine, okay. So it says Gemara minike espena, right, that she has to nurse her son. Leima masnisin deloka beishamai. Sounds like our Mishnah is not like beishamai. Why? Desanya, because beishamai says, nadra shalola hanik espena. Let's say a woman takes a nether that she's not going to nurse her child. Beishamai omrim. Beishamai omrim shometes dad mipiv. Beisela omrim kofir minikasa. So beishamai says, if she takes a nether that she's not going to nurse her child, so if she is, you have to remove him. Right? You can't allow her to do so because she took a nether not to. And Beisela says, no, the opposite. Not only do you not have to stop her, but you actually have to force her to nurse him. Okay. Look at Rashi. Rashi is shomet es dad mipiv lo tinikenu shechal haneder. Right? She doesn't nurse because the nether works. Right? Amalo mishabdalei. Right? So you see that. We assume that, you know, in such a case, she's not responsible to do so because she took a neder not to, as opposed to Beishamai, who says, no, kofe minika, the mishabdalei, velo chal neder, right? She can't take a neder not to nurse her child. That's something that she's responsible to do. You can't take a neder, for something that she doesn't otherwise have. If she otherwise has a shiba, she's responsible to do certain things. She can't take a neder not to do that which is expected of her. So fine. So you see that. So it sounds like that the Mishnah is not like Beishamai, because Beishamai, if you held that one of her basic responsibilities, minika is bina, then the nether is not going to work. And if you hold that that minika esbina is not one of the fundamental responsibilities, then fine. So then I understand. Mishnah says that she takes a nether, not to nurse a child. So then she's not allowed to. Fine.
Yeah, but the Mishnah also says that if you get a maid to do it, then you don't.
Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Therefore, meaning what?
And maybe that's, you know, Beit Shammai might say, find someone else to do it. If you make a net or find
somebody right,
else.
So the... Fine, but I'm saying at this stage, clearly the Gemara seems to assume, at least not that way, right? That if that's her responsibility, then if she takes a net there, it doesn't work, right? Sorry, according to Beit Shammai, if it's her responsibility, if she takes a net, it works, right?
Right.
Right. So that's why, as opposed to Beis Hillel, who says, no, you still force her to do so. You could argue maybe this case is talking about a case where she doesn't have an Evet. That's one possibility, right? That's one answer. But yes. But presumably the point is that at least in a scenario where she doesn't have an Evet, that it would be, according to Beis Hillel, you would force her. And according to Beis Shammai, no, she would... She doesn't have to, and presumably Beis Shammai means in all cases, even in a situation where she has an Evet, you wouldn't, Shifcha, she still wouldn't have to. Nisgarsha, what if they get divorced? So Nisgarsha ain't al kofa, right? If once they get divorced, now she's not, you don't force her to feed the child. Vimhai makira, no sin la schara, v'kofa omnikasim v'pnei hasakana. But if he is Makira, right, what do you mean Makira? That he recognizes her, his own mother? So Rashi says, no, what does it mean? He recognizes her. Rashi says, in Makira, she'eino rosa liyanek mi'acheres, right? Meaning, if Makira, meaning if the child is so finicky that he's only going to nurse from his mother and won't nurse from anybody else, so then, nosin laschara v'kofel v'nikasa v'mtein ha'sakana. So then, again, once they're divorced, so he has to pay her, he has to pay the woman who's no longer his wife, right? But he's the mother of the child. So if you assume again, the shivut is not because she's the mother of the child. The shivut is because she is his wife, right? That she has responsibility to take care of this because he can pay somebody else to feed the child. So if they get divorced, we don't force her. And if the child is very finicky, he's only going to nurse from the mother. So then he has to pay the ex husband has to pay her. And we force her to feed the child because, again, otherwise it's going to be dangerous for the child. It's going to have nothing else, no other way to get fed. Okay. And the point is, all of this seems to be against Beis Shammai, who says that we don't, again, if she takes a neder, not to nurse the child, we don't, not only do we not force her, but we don't allow her to, again, unless it's dangerous. So I feel it, Tamar Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, no. I feel the Tamar Beis Shammai, maybe you could say, this is, no, our mission is even according to Beis Shammai. And Halcha Ma'askinan, Kegon Shenadrahi, Vikim La Hu. And what's the case? The case is that she took a neder, right? But, and then he.
He accepts it?
He accepts it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she took a neder, and he accepts the neder, right? Because Tamar Beis Right, because Savrei Beis Shammai, who knows in Esba Bein Shineha. Beis Hillel Savrei, he nasna Esba Bein Shineha. Right? So, what's the possibility? What could be the case? The case could be she took a nether, and he says, you know what? Fine. Right? He allows the nether to be chal. And so, what's the point? The point is, she took the nether, and he allows the nether to be, to follow through. So, what does Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai says, he places her, he takes her finger and puts it between her teeth, meaning like she is the one who's taking the nether to not nurse the child, and he says fine, and the imagery is he places his finger in her mouth and she bites his finger, right? Like he kind of like allows this thing, this negative thing to happen, right? And Ms. Hill said, right? And Ms. Hill said, no, he nasna esba ben shineha, that's her, it's her own problem that she did that, and that is her mistake, but nevertheless, even though the nether was chal, he allows it to be chal, she's still the one biting her own finger in the sense that it was her mistake. Because why? We're going to force her to nurse. And I guess the point is, even if we force her to nurse, she's going to end up violating her own nether. Right? So that's the machlokes. Machlokes is, do we say, once he accepts the nether, so fine, and he's kind of like going along with her doing this, or do we say no? Even if he accepts a nether, that's her problem. She still has to nurse, but and deal with the consequences of having taken a nether that she has to now violate. And what's the machlokas? V'niflagu b'ksuba. V'niflagu b'ksuba be'ama. And the machlokas is about ksuba. Look at Rashi. V'niflagu b'ksuba be'ama. Nadra milehanos lo. Let's say she takes a nether not to get any benefit from him. V'kimla. And then he lets her be chal. So Bishama Omrim Tate Vitito Ksuba. Ksuba Bishama says, okay, fine. So she the netter was chal. So when she has a netter not to get any hana from her husband, so now she has to leave. And she takes a ksuba. Vitil Omrim Tate below Ksuba Vitil says no. She leaves, but she doesn't get a ksuba. Why? Because again, it's the same machlokas. Do we say she made a netter and that's her own problem, right? Or do we say no? She took a netter, but it's not her problem because he like joins her. That's what Bisham would say, right? So she has to leave, but she at least gets the ksuba. Or Beis Hillel says no. She made a netter and she bit her own finger in a certain sense, and so she took a netter, which is a bad idea. And now she leaves, and she also doesn't get a ksuba. So you know it would be the similar machlokas.
And therefore, the Gemara's Mishnah answer isn't right. So we have to So.
Our initial point of saying that Le'ema sees the Logo Beishamai, not necessarily, right?
Right.
You could even say it's according to Beishamai, right. and what's the Machlokas Beishamai Silo? What happens when a woman takes a nether and the husband allows it to be chal? What are the repercussions, right? And Beishamai says, right? So you the nether is chal, and now she, you know, he kind of gets messed up overall. So now he's no one to nurse his son, right? Or do you say no? Once she. You know, sorry, according to Beis Shammai, right, according to Beis Shammai,
but you can't reconcile.
Right, he loses out, right? And Beis Hillel says, no, he's not going to have to lose out because of that. That was wrong of her. She shouldn't take the nether. Now she's violating the nether, but he doesn't lose out in the sense that she's still going to nurse the child. And sort of the same thing when she takes the nether, not to get hana from him. So she has to leave the marriage. And Beis Hillel would say, without a ksuba, because it's not my problem. You took a nether. I let it go through as the husband, and nevertheless, she suffers the consequences that she doesn't get a ksuba. But Beis Shammai would say, no, you let it go through. So fine. So you're kind of part of the problem here, and you still have to pay the ksuba.
And so that you can't reconcile the Mishnah according to Beis Shammai anymore. So we're back to Gemara's kasha.
I don't know. It's just the definite. It's just saying that the Mishnah could still. Now, originally, we said you have to argue that the Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai.
Right.
And now you can say, no, even this Mishnah could follow the opinion of Beis Shammai.
Right, but I just look at the next line of Gemara.
Okay, fine. V'o Tanya, Beis Shammai Omrim Eina Manika. V'o Tanya, Beis Shammai Omrim Eina Manika. Right? But now you also have a brace that says that, like Rashi says, V'o Tanya, Gabe Kol HaNashim Ba'filo B'no Lo Neder. Right, so that we have another brice that says even without you know that all women, right, even without an eder, Beis Shammai says ein manika, right. So now what are you going to do about that? So elam echavarta masisin to loku Beis Shammai. Fine. So you know what? So fine. So actually, the Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai, right? So what meaning? Once you get that last line, that last brice, which says that Beis Shammai holds that she doesn't have to nurse the child. So now we are stuck. So now the answer fine. So according to that, because of that brice, now I'll say, you know what, Taki, you're right. Our mission is not like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Shammai, but it's just because of that last line. Otherwise, we had, you know, explained why the mission. Either you could argue the mission is not like Beis Shammai, but then he said, no, really, I could argue it still falls within the shita of Beis Shammai if the case is where she takes a nether and he allows it to be chal. But now, based on that last brisa, which that Beis Shammai holds that she doesn't nurse even in a situation where she doesn't take a nether, so now that answer can't be. The case where she took a nether and it went through. No, because the case is without a nether. So it must be that the Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai, presumably. Unless the V'o Tanya is referencing back to our Mishnah. But I don't think that it is. I think it's another Braisa.
I think it's, well.
Yeah, what does it say?
It's in a Braisa.
It's in a Braisa, yeah. It's not our Mishnah.
But it's a two-prong attack on what. On trying to reconcile the Mishnah with Beis Shammai, I think.
What do you mean?
Meaning the Niflagu and mm-hmm. then the Ood is like the two prong attack on what we said that the Mishnah is consistent even with Beis Shammai.
But meaning v'nifilu b'ksu ba'alma, meaning is a kasha that you're saying?
I think so. One way to read it.
V'nifilu b'ksu ba'alma.
Is it like why are they limited? Like in other words, it's a broader. Why would you pick specifically this case and not just?
Oh, so I hear what you're saying. You're saying the Gemara is asking a kasha. V'nifilu b'ksu ba'alma. But wait a second. If that's how you want to read the whole Mishnah, right, the whole case. If you're talking about a case. Where she took a nether, etc. So why argue only about this case? Argue about Ksuba in general.
Right.
That's what you're saying. And Va'od, Tana B'Shamram and Minika. Very good. I think you're probably correct.
That seems to be the way, by the way.
I was reading it. Yeah. I think that's correct. I think you're right. In the language of Vinifligal, it was usually a question.
Like
a Akasha. Very good. I think that's correct. Right? So you hear that? That the end being, but when you say Hacha Mayaskinan, oh, I'll tell you what the case is. No, the case, even Beishamai, what's the case? The case is she took the nether and it's chal. The problem with that explanation is that you wouldn't have a machlokas just about the question of Minikas Bina. You could have the question just about Ksuba in general. And we have another brisa where Beishamai says explicitly she ain't a Minika. Rashi says, by the way, even ain't a Rotza, right? She doesn't want to. Right? So that's true. That doesn't sound like a case of neder. So you're right. Let's go back to what we originally said. Mechavarta, right? Makes more sense to say what we said originally, that the mission is not like Bishamah. Very good. Excellent. That's a better read. I agree with you. That makes more sense. Okay, excellent. All right, so we'll stop here. Pick up with Daf. Finished 59 Daf. Good job. Pick up with Daf Samech.